Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne lives in Atlanta, but is coming to us this week from Covington, Washington, with a preaching entitled, Eldad, Medad, and Our God.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses, taking some of the Spirit that was on Moses. The Lord bestowed it on the 70 elders. And as the Spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Now two men, one named Eldad and the other Medad, were not in the gathering, but had been left in the camp. They too had been on the list, but had not gone out to the tent. Yet the Spirit came to rest on them also, and they prophesied in the camp. So when a young man quickly told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. Joshua, the son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, Moses, my Lord, stop them. But Moses answered him, Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his Spirit on them all. Our first reading today comes from the book of the Bible, oddly named Numbers. So let's start with a number dilemma. Let's say that you're a camp counselor who's been able to snag tickets for your cabin to take a coveted trip to the water park, but the van can only take 10 kids and you have 11. What to do? Or let's say you're an entrepreneur who owns 3 stores and you are ready to hand over the business. You'd like to give 1 store to each of your prized employees, but you have 4 of them. What to do? The concern for fairness is deeply wired within us evolutionarily. Research with other primates and even dolphins and canines indicates that beyond the human world, many of our fellow creatures in the animal world also share what scientists call inequity aversion. And inequity aversion seems to be exactly the kind of problem Moses had to face in our first reading. He was exhausted by the leadership of the people and asked God for help. And God told Moses to take 70 elders from among the 12 tribes of Israel and gather them at the meeting tent. And God would share the spirit of prophecy that animated Moses with these elders so that the ministry of leadership might be distributed more widely. But here's the rub. 70 cannot be equally divided by 12. You could have each tribe submit 6 names, but that'd be 72. To get to 70, 2 tribes would be shorted 1 elder. Given the constant jostling and complaining of the people, Moses knew that was not going to go over well. So unfair, they'd cry. What to do? The Bible doesn't actually say all this. It doesn't lay out the whole numbers problem. But our Jewish brothers and sisters, in their generations of commentary on this text, see it as the most likely backdrop to the story of Eldad and Medad. How else to explain 2 men whose names, Scripture says, were on the list, but not present with the 70 when the Spirit descended? Jewish Midrash offers a couple of possibilities for how they came to be left out of the gathering. Possibly Moses had a lottery among the 72 and all drew a stone with 2 of the stones marked, not you. Possibly Eldad and Medad were very humble or committed peacemakers and they bowed out of running on their own. We don't know. But what we do know is that the same God who gave the direction to gather 70 elders in the first place does not in any way seem to be bound by that number. Not because God, I think, necessarily shares our evolutionary concern about fairness, but because it is the nature of God to be free and generous, overflowing even the boundaries God has created. We see a similar dynamic going on in our gospel reading for the day, where Jesus has commissioned his disciples to go out preaching and healing, but is informed that others are casting out demons in his name. And turns out God is generously offering the gifts of the Spirit, even to those who are not specifically called by Jesus. It reminds me a bit of one of my favorite lines in the Catechism. And since we're all about the numbers problem today, I'll give you the number. Number 1257, which says, God has bound salvation to the sacrament of baptism, but he himself is not bound by his sacraments. Because God can do and regularly does do whatever God darn well pleases. And one could get upset about that, like Joshua did. Moses, stop Eldad and Medad from prophesying. They weren't at the meeting tent. They aren't part of the 70. Or in the way that John does in the gospel, Jesus, stop them. Or one could rejoice like Moses did. Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Or like Jesus does in the gospel when he says, don't prevent them. God's generosity has overflowed another boundary. God has broken another of God's own rules. Let's celebrate. What to do? Complain or celebrate? Dismay or marvel? Yes, what to do? Or more importantly this week, what will you do?